Well, I'm so excited that you're here to join me for Voice of Breakthrough, this podcast. So we are going to hit some powerful topics. Every single week, we will be having a new podcast with a new topic. So get ready. I'm telling you, this is great to exercise to. This is powerful to listen to when you're cleaning your house or cooking that dinner or cutting the grass, but you could turn up loud on your little iPhone or whatever you have there. Anyway, you're going to love this powerful, life-changing, every single week podcast of Voice of Breakthrough. I'm just going to do a casual service on how to have a conversation with God, since that's what he put on my heart. Okay, God is one, right? God is one, but he's actually, God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So he's one, but the Holy Spirit is different than the Father, is different than the Son. But they're all one, and they all think alike. Amen? And it's beyond our normal thinking. But think of it a little bit this way. When a mom is pregnant, the baby's in there, right? So if you look at her, you see her, but you don't see the baby till after a while, but you don't really see the baby, right? But yet there's two people there, okay? So when you look at God, you're seeing three. Amen? So when you're talking to God, and the Lord tells me this all the time, don't get overly concerned on which one, the one God, which part of God you're talking to, okay? They all hear it, okay? It's not like if you're having a conversation with Jesus, the Father and the Son are right there. They hear it, okay? If you're having a conversation with the Father, you only got in through the Son, amen? He's there. He hears it. It's all done by the Spirit. If you're speaking to the Holy Spirit, then the Father and the Son. Do you get what I'm saying? They all know. There's no secrets that you can have with one of them that they don't all know. Amen? Amen? So really, when you're identifying who you're having a conversation with, it's really more for you to be more personal about what you're talking to God about and who he is. Amen? When I speak to God, when I'm having a conversation with God, which is what prayer is, I know who I'm talking to. If you just go around with a general Lord this and God this, then you're not having an intimate conversation with God. Amen? And I want to encourage you, if you never actually stop to think about who you're talking to, then you don't have a very deep walk with God, and it's time to change that. Right? Right? I think when this woke up in me was when I read Good Morning Holy Spirit by Benny Hinn. And then I began to really see, oh my gosh, he really talks to the Holy Spirit. I never even thought about who the Holy Spirit was before, all right? So know who the Holy Spirit is God inside of you, okay? Jesus doesn't really live in you. Jesus is in my heart. Well, actually, Holy Spirit, who reveals Jesus and the Father, is who lives in us, right? It was the Holy Spirit that was poured out on Pentecost, not Jesus, right? Okay, but he's always with us. He says he's always with us because he's with us in the Holy Spirit. So if I'm talking to God, if I'm having a conversation with God about something, about teaching me, for example, mainly if I'm talking to the Holy Spirit, it'll be like if I'm getting ready to read the Bible or meditate on the Word, I'll say, Holy Spirit, will you teach me? And I'll say, Holy Spirit, reveal something to me about Jesus. Would you reveal something to me about Jesus that I haven't seen before? Whoa. Okay, and then I'll just start reading the Bible, or he'll send me to a book, or something will happen. And somewhere in that, I'll start seeing Jesus in a deeper way. And then I get so excited that Holy Spirit would do that for me. Amen? Amen? It's like, thank you. Holy Spirit will normally reveal Jesus. Jesus will normally reveal the Father, just so you know. But don't get bogged down in it. But I think it's important that people understand God. You know, I don't understand. You know, that's the, so you need to know. Now, Jesus, okay, so if I'm talking to the Holy Spirit, if I'm having a conversation with the Holy Spirit, I want everybody's homework assignment, okay? Your homework assignment for today, because you won't remember it past today probably, is sometime today you're going to have a conversation with the Holy Spirit, with the Lord Jesus Christ, and with the Heavenly Father. Okay? Everybody saying yes? All right, before you go to bed tonight, it doesn't have to be a long conversation, but everybody is going to practice. You're going to not just be hearers, but you're going to be doers of the word. So you're going to actually take some time and have these conversations. We may even do it here, but I don't think we have time. All right, so when you speak in your conversation to the Holy Spirit, I want you, it's always good to have worship music going and kind of get in the spirit so it's not just in your brain, amen? But just kind of sit there and think for a little bit on who he is. You know, Holy Spirit is the teacher. He's the comforter. He's the sanctifier, you know. He's more of the nurturer, okay? So, for example, when we ask God to hug us, it was the Holy Spirit really revealing the nurturing part of God to come and put his arms around people. But he could be revealing. He'll never reveal a face of himself, but he could be revealing Jesus. Amen? He can be revealing the Spirit of the Lord. So I'm not trying to complicate this. This isn't like a normal kind of thing because it's God we're talking about. But I want people to kind of get a little deeper to kind of start. I don't want you to get in your brain about this so much that it becomes where it's bondage, okay? I want you to just to kind of get it. That's cool. I'm going to talk to the Holy Spirit because I want, when I'm going to read the word, I'll talk to the Holy Spirit. I mean, I'll talk to him, and it doesn't really matter. I'm just helping you to see. So, but it'll help you if you know, okay, Holy Spirit, here's my Bible. Holy Spirit, I'm going to read the book of Matthew. Is that cool? If he doesn't say no, then just read it. Or Holy Spirit, is there anything particular you want me to read or show me what to read? And then you just begin to read it, okay? You just begin to read it and let your brain start to understand it. But when something jumps out at you, okay, when something jumps out at you, that's because you invited the Holy, you invited the Holy Spirit into that time. Amen. It's called revelation. Okay, Holy Spirit's the one who gives revelation. How many know what I'm talking about? How many know this can happen to you every day? How many know this is how Holy Spirit enjoys revealing things to us? Amen? And you'll love the word. I mean, if you really have a strong relationship with Holy Spirit, you will love the word. And Holy Spirit is also the one to say, you know, Holy Spirit, I want to feel your presence. Amen? Let me feel the Holy Spirit, give me an encounter with Jesus, okay? So I want you to see Holy Spirit is the one who's been poured out in the life of every believer. He is Christ in us. He is the anointed in us. He is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen. He is the one who reveals everything to, I want you to know this, everything that's real is revealed through Holy Spirit. Everything that's real as to your spirit is revealed through Holy Spirit. Okay, do you get that? He is the communication. That's why Satan is the prince of the air. He's trying to get in that position in people's brains and thoughts and everything else. But we have the precious, awesome, powerful, mighty Holy Spirit. People who walk in the most anointing, like you see Benny Hinn and Reinhard Bonnke and what was that woman that Benny Hinn? Catherine Coleman. They really acknowledge the Holy Spirit. They really acknowledge the Holy Spirit. They welcomed him. They recognized him. Good Morning Holy Spirit is a really good book for that. And other books on the Holy Spirit. We have a whole library of books on the Holy Spirit. Because he will take you. When I acknowledge Holy Spirit and I recognize his personhood, amen? And I recognize that he was sent to be my teacher and I recognize that he's my nurturer, my healer. That's why it's so important to get healed from mother issues. Mother issues can block having a good walk with the Holy Spirit. Because in the scriptures, wisdom is spoken of as a female, and wisdom is the Holy Spirit. Amen? Y'all look at me like, whoa. It's all in there. I'm not making it up. Go read on wisdom. It keeps calling it a her. There's not a real she in this Godhead thing. But the Bible says male and female in our image will make them. So God's image is male and female. Which I'm not going to get in all this. Do you want to know why this whole crazy transgender bunch of mess thing is happening? Because Satan is trying to take the place of God in that scripture. Amen? So the creator created everyone in his image and his likeness. So the males are created in his image and likeness. The females are created in his image and likeness. He took something of who he is and put it in every human being. How cool is God? And so Satan's trying to get in there and mess with that, right? That's why we're having all this crazy identity stuff people are having issues with gender stuff. All right, so when I'm talking to the Holy Spirit, so somebody give me an example. Somebody pray to the Holy Spirit. Talk to the Holy Spirit. We just want to test this out. Anybody want to do this? You guys are just such, you're those kids in school that try to mess up the curve. No. Huh? Well, they're the same thing. Amen. Okay. Now, that was an awesome prayer. But we're going to talk to the Holy Spirit, which would be very hard to demonstrate here. Prayer's awesome. To really open up and take the time to hear back. If I'm having a conversation, whoa, then I've got to get, that's the problem with prayer. When you see prayer, and I'm not saying that was anointed, I'm not coming, thank you for doing that. I'm just going to take it a step deeper for you're at home. Amen? A step deeper for you're at home. Give him time to respond. Holy Spirit, I'm so glad you're here. Holy Spirit, thank you for revealing yourself to everyone in this room right now. And this is where you get in on the conversation. You're like, God, reveal yourself to me. Holy Spirit, I want to know you. I want you to see what God's showing us right now. That was a very good demonstration. She revealed what most people pray like. I'm not saying that's her prayer life at home. I'm showing you what God just demonstrated. She reveals what most people pray like. God, thank you. God, do this. God, do that. God, bless you. And we are supposed to worship him. God's telling us a conversation. I want you to go back and forth with me. Some people don't do that. Some people never even thought of doing that. That is the key. A conversation. We've learned prayer as if it's a formula to pray up to God. I know you did, right? I know you're, that was anointed. So thank you for doing that because it brought me to this. Do you see what I'm saying though? And God's like, get everybody to slow down. Now, even when I pray, I listen the whole time I'm praying. And that's why we have such powerful prayer meetings. So we'll say, Holy Spirit, what do you want to do? And then he'll start to show different people and do that. Amen? So some of you have been very, as a normal lifestyle, you pray that kind of formulate more of a prayer than you have a conversation because you never thought about it. Yes, Irene. Okay, so what the one accord means, we're all in agreement and unity. That's why the enemy tries to cause so much distraction when believers get together, tries to cause so much division. Satan's going to always be after dividing a house so it can't stand. Even in your own homes, I'm telling you, get away from being divisive. Get it out of your heart and begin to ask God, how do I pray for peace in this home? How do I heal the brokenhearted places if I need to in my children or my spouse without even having to speak to them? Lord, how do I? Satan's always after divisiveness. Amen? And God's always revealing heart issues. That's why Tuesday is so powerful, honestly. The kind of teaching we do on Tuesdays or the teaching you can find on the web or whatever to get things out of our heart is so powerful. It stops the divisiveness because we know what to do with things. So one accord, the Holy Spirit could only be poured out when they all came in one accord. The reason the anointing can be so strong in certain places is at least the people who are there on a regular basis are in such one accord, you can feel the anointing. I remember when Stacy Campbell came here and God would move with a sign and a wonder, and then it would just kind of ricochet with people doing signs and wonders at the exact same time. And she goes, oh my gosh, there's so much one accord in this place. She said, that's because there's such a unity in the spirit that without anybody's eyes open, they're manifesting the presence of God at the exact same time. Now, the enemy can try to come up on that just a second later to counterfeit it, to make somebody think they are or whatever, and that happens. And we just got to ask God, you know, set everybody free so they don't need to try to fit in, but just let God do what he wants to do. So if I'm talking to the Holy Spirit, and I should, when you wake up in the morning, that's why I called the book Good Morning, Holy Spirit, you need the revelation that Holy Spirit is inside of you. Think about it. You don't want to be living with somebody that close and never hearing from them or sharing anything. God wants you to get so lifestyle connected to God that when you wake up, you think of him first. And you talk to him in your head. You don't have to do it out loud. Sometimes I get, well, I'll be talking out loud and not realize it. Like, whoops, you know. But you'll be like, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Like, thank you for waking me up this morning. And then it's a conversation. That's why the Lord didn't have me say prayer. I want you to teach them to have a conversation with me. The Word of God is excellent for that, okay? So you should have your Bible. My Bible actually is in the bed with me because it's at least on the edge or the nightstand or something, because I want to be able to grab it. And I love, I don't have to wake anybody up now because this light's up, you know. But so in the middle of the night, I don't have to turn the lights on and wake everybody up. But for example, 1 John, this is what I was reading this morning. And the anointing which you received from him abides in you. And you have no need that anyone teach you, but as his anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, as he taught you, abide in him. And so I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going to abide in you. I'm going to live in you. I'm going to recognize that I am in you and you're in me. That this is real, that God is closer than your skin. So screaming and yelling some far off prayers are kind of ridiculous, right? So if you kind of quiet yourself and have a conversation with God who lives inside of you, you can talk all the time when you're driving, when you're walking on the beach, when you can't sleep at night, you know, first thing in the morning. We need to get out of this formulated way of thinking about prayer and into this complete conversation. Now, I'm not saying, now when we come to a prayer meeting, you're going to pray and they're not going to hear what God's saying back to you unless we really get together in such a way that God speaks through somebody else and then speaks through somebody else, and that happens, which is cool. Okay, and then the presence comes to open the door. Like when we start a meeting, we started the event yesterday with prayer. And so nobody can hear what God's saying back to you. So, you know, you're really inviting God in. When you're doing a public kind of prayer, even like what she just did and what I did yesterday or what I do when I start service, what you're actually doing is speaking out loud so everybody comes in unity, which Irene brought up, abide to all come together as one. Ho. And you begin to speak into the atmosphere what God has placed in your heart. Amen. You speak in the atmosphere what God has placed in your heart. There's angels all around. You take authority over demons. You bind up things. But you begin to bring everybody into that one accord. And that's the only way you could actually all have a conversation if we're this many people together with God. This many people together with God could have a conversation if we get in one accord. Which is kind of cool that Irene brings up one accord. How cool is this? You know, I want us to really begin to make a lifestyle of having communication with God, having communication with the Holy Spirit, communication, recognizing who he is, that he is the teacher. How cool is it that when you open you'll love opening your Bibles a lot more if you know when you open it, God himself who lives in you wants to teach you something, wants to show you something. Now don't get in your brain and try to figure out some deep revelation or something major. Just read it and enjoy it until something jumps out at you. And maybe it won't. And then you meditate on it and think about it. That's really cool, God. God does not want to have a relationship with you where you just use him. Amen. I want everybody to get the idea of relationship with God is like a healthy relationship with a person, not a dysfunctional one, right? It's like a healthy relationship with a person. So the more dysfunctional you are in your relationships on the planet, if you take that idea of relationship into your walk with God instead of getting his idea, amen? You want to get God's idea of relationship, and then you want to have that relationship with God, and then you want to take that to your other relationships. Does everybody get that? What the problem is, most of us have these dysfunctional relationships, and then we get a dysfunctional one with God, or so we think, and it's called religion. Amen? So I've learned how to love my husband more as I've learned how to love and receive love from God. I've learned how to love my kids in a healthy way that's not crippling them or judging them or trying to get them to do whatever I want, whatever. I'm not trying to run their lives. And so God wants us to begin, the more healthy my walk is with God, the more healthy my communication is with God, and the more I'm learning to let him teach me his ways, the more my communication with other people gets healthier. Amen? Not the other way around. So I need the Holy Spirit to even show me. Holy Spirit, show me how to nurture. Holy Spirit, show me what it looks like. And then use your concordance. That's why eSword is so good. I will say the Passion Translation, it's free on eSword, TPT. It is really good as far as him bringing things down in today's terminology. And I really do recommend it for that. I still personally love the literal because I want to preach what it says because I get revelation there. From his, it kind of gives his revelation that God's given him reading it, but most of it's really pretty good. And so if somebody went a little bit clearer, broader, how would God say this today? It's a pretty good translation. And to like, for example, this is, and the anointing which you received from him abides in you, that you have no need that anyone teach you, but his anointing teaches you concerning, okay, I'm going to show you what it says in the TPT. It says, but the wonderful anointing you have received from God is so much greater than their deception, and it now lives in you. There's no need for anyone to keep teaching you. His anointing teaches you all that you need to know, for it will lead you into truth, not a counterfeit. So just as the anointing has taught you, remain in him. So that's the translation, just to give you kind of an idea. Because sometimes you need, I go to Amplified a lot, but now I go to Amplified and this one, and then I always start with the literal. That's just because I'm a teacher. I want to know what God says. I want revelation myself to teach and to reveal. And then I go check out, well, what does the Amplified say when it takes forever to say it? And what does, because he's a scholar and he's also a very nice man, I want to see what his translation says. And it can kind of bring you into a fuller understanding. I want you not to try to see how much you can get through. I want you to focus more on having a conversation with God. Having a conversation with God. I want to even change your thinking as of today about prayer to having a conversation with God. It's one thing to pray, you know, when you're open in a meeting or something, and that's prayer, that's good. We've all learned that in church, okay? We've all really learned that. And the closer your relationship is with God in private, the more anointed that's going to be. Right? And some people just say words. Some people can say words and do that kind of prayer. And it's anointed because their relationship with God's anointed. He's right there. He heard them. Amen? But if we would all begin to focus, I think that's taught a lot of people that that's what prayer looks like. Amen? Is this helping anybody? Okay. So I want to get formulas out of your mind and really, or let me say God wants to. I didn't make up any of this. Okay, this is just coming to me like right off the press, all right? God wants you to begin to have conversations with him. He wants you to have conversations with the Holy Spirit. Acknowledge who the Holy Spirit is. Think about the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the one who was in Paul when Paul wrote these letters. Holy Spirit was the one in John when John wrote his letters. Holy Spirit was the one that wrote through whoever, Moses or whoever. Do you understand? So get that. Get that picture. Like, who's the best one to tell me what this means? The Holy Spirit. He really wrote it. If something was misinterpreted, he knows about it. Amen? So when I open the word and I recognize that the teacher himself abides in me, and so I don't have to be in my brain dependent on somebody else to teach me. I can begin to trust God. Amen? It doesn't mean I don't need teachers or he wouldn't have put teachers in his church. Amen? But if I'm really listening to teachers and I really have a relationship with Holy Spirit that I put in a higher esteem than the teachers, amen? What happens is my ears will pick up what the teacher is saying that comes from the Holy Spirit, and my spiritual ears will say, God didn't say that, and I'll look it up. That's why they didn't like me sitting in churches sometimes, because I knew they were saying something totally wrong and I'd look it up real fast. That's also a reason I don't like interpretations that's saying what they think instead of what God says. That's why I'll read three or four different interpretations, but the literal is going to pretty much give it to me. Then I can look the words up, and not everybody has to do all that. But what happens when you have ears to hear and the Holy Spirit's your teacher and you love God and you only want his word and you're not man-pleasing and you're not trying to get a position and you just want to know truth, then when you hear something that's not truth, the Holy Spirit in you will go, uh-uh. And we've all been taught through the doctrine of covering, uh-huh, when the uh-uh was real. And pretty soon we grieve the Holy Spirit, and now we only have an intellectual way of communicating with God, and we mainly look to other people to hear God for us. Amen? And so the key is, wow, it'd be awesome to see everybody. But it looks like something when you hear God. It looks like you become more like him. And if that's not happening, you're hearing the wrong voice. God will change you into his likeness. God will heal your hurt places. God will not talk to you about somebody else. God will talk to you about you. If he talks to you about somebody else, he's going to tell you really nice things. You know, like, So if you go to God, God's not going to say, oh, I agree with you. They're horrible. They're terrible. That's not God. You're listening to a divisive spirit. Amen? But he's also not an enabler. He's going to tell you, you know, here's how you do this in love. Here's how you break this in love. This is what we do. Amen? See, the main thing about this whole thing as being a Christian is we get to talk to God and hear him. That's the main thing. Everything else is religion. So we're going to get ready to end today. Next Sunday, we'll, at some point, unless the Lord doesn't have me, maybe Tuesday night or whatever, we'll talk about having a conversation with Jesus, and then we'll get to having a conversation with the Father, okay? But let's just keep our homework then. We're backing down on the homework, okay? It's going to be less homework. You can talk to all of God, amen? But for homework, I want you to concentrate this week on going out of your comfort zone and having a conversation with the Holy Spirit. I really encourage people, when you start walking out, get a notebook or a journal and write some of this down. It kind of makes you stick to it. It kind of gives you things to think about, and it brings you back to it. If you make a decision, okay, I'm going to make sure to have a conversation with God every day this week, even if it's short, and I'm going to write at least a little bit in a journal or a book or somewhere so I know that I'll stick to it. So I won't forget. I'll look at, before I go to bed, I'll talk to God or whatever, okay? So we're going to talk to Holy Spirit, and then be willing to share. You don't have to. Don't try to go get the greatest revelation of anybody. But if you do, that's cool. I'll help you write the book. No, I won't. I don't like writing books. But we'll help you find somebody to help you write the book. Lord's like, you don't know what somebody might get. I'm like, oh, okay. But you'll get excited about him. Okay? You'll get excited about, look, God showed me this. And, oh, look what God did. And don't let anybody boo-hoo that. Amen? Just know, I'm going to have this conversation. Talk to him about things. Talk to the Holy Spirit about things that bother you about anything, about this church, about me, about your children. Talk to him. He's going to tell you nice things. That's why I'm telling you to do this, all right? He's going to tell you nice things. But begin to make him part of your thinking all the time, so that your day begins to be like, oh, Holy Spirit, what do you want to do about this? It's called ask for wisdom, and he'll give it to you. Amen? Holy Spirit, what should we do? Or, you know, Holy Spirit, this is great. Or you feel his presence in your car. See, the more you become aware that he's there, the more your spirit man will be in charge and not your flesh man. Amen? The more you're just aware. God's just he's giving me a way to help you this morning to become more aware of the Holy Spirit, of him being with you, that you can talk to him. I mean, you know, like if somebody's driving crazy in front of you, Don't talk to somebody else. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Like, Holy, you know, or you could talk to God. I don't care if you say Holy Spirit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, God, and I'll do this. Lord, please put angels around that person before they hurt somebody. And Lord, thank you, put angels around me. Lord, for that person's own safety, please bring a policeman, Lord, to not get them. Lord, where's the police when you need them? But you don't want to reap that one, you know. But Lord, for their safety, begin to incorporate true conversation with God. Conversation always allows time to hear God. Religion never expects to hear God. Okay? So when you have a conversation with God, you expect to hear God. You expect to respond to God, and you begin to develop real faith. Okay? So Father, I just thank you for giving us an assignment in you. Holy Spirit, just help every person in here just fall in love with you. Recognize who you are. Recognize that you're inside of them. Recognize that you are all the power they need to be set free from everything. You're all the power they need to love everyone. You're all the power they need to do everything you have for them to do. Holy Spirit, you are the very answer to every prayer that they've been praying. You are the very answer to all the wisdom and direction they need. You are the very answer to every single thing. So we acknowledge you this morning, Holy Spirit. And we choose with all our hearts to have daily conversation with you. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Whew. Talk to him before you pick up the phone and start talking to somebody else. He's talking to me on that one too. Talk to him first. And then you have freedom to talk to other people. But if you talk to him first, you're not going to talk out of your flesh. Amen. Now, if you love this teaching, and you better say you love this teaching, then we want you to check out our web at beautyforashes.org. There is so much teaching there, and there's a resource library there. And also, check out my Facebook page at Cindy Foster Beauty for Ashes Ministry. We'd love you to partner with us and come along for the ride into the apostolic. God bless you.